Numbers, chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt? Or would God we had died in this wilderness? And why has the Lord Jehovah brought us to this land, to fall by the sword that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were of those who searched the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land, which we pass through to search, is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord Jehovah delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord Jehovah, neither be afraid of the people of the land, because they are bread for us. Their defense has departed from them, and the Lord Jehovah is with us. Do not fear them. But all the congregation wanted to stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord Jehovah appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be before they believe me, for all the signs which I have shown among them? I will strike them with the pestilence, and disinherit them, and will make of you a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said to the Lord Jehovah, Then the Egyptians shall hear it, because you brought up this people in your might from among them. And they will tell it to those who live in this land, because they have heard that you, Lord Jehovah, are among this people, that you, Lord Jehovah, are seen face to face, and that your cloud stands over them, and that you go before them, by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if you shall kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, Because the Lord Jehovah was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he has killed them in the wilderness. And now I beg you, let the power of my Lord be great, as you have spoken, saying, The Lord Jehovah is patient and of great mercy, forgiving sin and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the sin of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations. Pardon, I beg of you, the sin of this people according to the greatness of your mercy, and as you have forgiven this people, from Egypt even until now. And the Lord Jehovah said, I have pardoned according to your word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord Jehovah. Because all those men who have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not listened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore to their forefathers, neither shall any of those who provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land into where he went, and his descendants shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites lived in the valley. Tomorrow turn and go into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmurs against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say to them, As truly as I live, says the Lord Jehovah, as you have spoken in my ears, so I will do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, and all who were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, who have murmured against me. Without a doubt you shall not come into the land, concerning which I swore to cause you to live there, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones which you said should be a prey, them I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your prostitution, until your dead bodies are wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, you shall bear your sins, even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord Jehovah, have said, I will surely do it to all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men, whom Moses sent to search the land, who returned, and caused all the congregation to murmur against him, by bringing up a slander upon the land, Even those men who brought up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord, Jehovah. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these sayings to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and went up into the top of the mountain, saying, "Look, we are here, and will go up to the place which the Lord Jehovah has promised, because we have sinned." And Moses said, "Why now do you sin against the commandment of the Lord Jehovah? But it shall not prosper. Do not go up, because the Lord Jehovah is not among you, that you not be killed before your enemies. Because the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away from the Lord, therefore the Lord Jehovah will not be with you." But they presumed to go up to the hilltop. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Jehovah and Moses did not depart out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites who lived in that hill, and struck them, and discomfited them, even to Hormah.